Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of All In, along with Adrian Gosick, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Is that the last one?
You know, our latest book is called What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work.
Okay, I got that. Here it is. It's in my stack.
It's right here.
But you know, they get shuffled here sometimes. So What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work. That's the new one. I still like the All-In book, Chester. You know I do.
Hey, Chester. I know. It's a great title.
TheCultureWorks.com?
Yep.
All right, so check that out, folks, to find all the things that Chester and Adrian do to help companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. I promise you, you'll benefit from that. Okay, Chester, we're talking about compassionate conservatism. You turned us on to a new website, givingtuesday.org, that we're going to check out. We, at my office, we make a big deal out of things like this to the holidays, too. And one of the things that I know you want to talk about and that I subscribe to is that today people that you do business with are more interested, in my opinion, they're more interested in what kind of a corporate citizen you are than ever before. And Chester, in my book, I call that putting an S on value. People are more interested. They want to know. But oftentimes, before they even know what your prices are, they want to know what your values are. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, in our book, What Motivates Me, actually, we have an assessment, and people take it, and you find out what kind of an identity you have when it comes to your motivation. And the reason I think you're seeing so much of that, Jim, is because of the millennial generation that's coming up. You know, their motivation is around family. It's around impact. It's about making a difference. It's about social responsibility. And so, yeah, no, they want to know about your products, and they want to know that they're priced fairly and that they're good quality and so on. But they want to know what is your brand. And in that brand has to do with how are you making the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it when the pharmacies say, you know, you get a flu shot, we give a flu shot, and it goes mm-hmm. to a deserving community or an underdeveloped country. You know, you buy a pair of shoes, and we give a pair of shoes, you know,
right.
the Tom's model.
Mm-hmm.
And they skyrocket because people want to know that not only are they getting a good product, but that good product is made responsibly, the workers are paid fairly, and there's some kind of contribution. You know, that builds your brand, and that brand is so important. You know, we have a wonderful exercise we do with our organizations and the companies we work with, and we say, look, I'm going to put a bunch of logos up on the wall here, up on the screen.
Right.
And tell me what your reaction to those logos is. What is your emotional
mm-hmm.
connection? And it's really interesting. You know, you put Disney up there, and people start to smile and laugh and so on and so on. And, of course, the exercise says, great, well, I'm going to put your logo up there now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction? And, by the way, not just your customer's reaction, but your employees' reaction.
Let them be part of it. Engage them and enlist them in being part of it of what you're doing.
It's a
way of building connection and engagement, isn't it?
That's right. You know, we talk about, hey, it's great to have a satisfied employee, and it's great to have a satisfied customer. It's much better to have a loyal customer or employee
right.
or engaged. You know, is there that emotional connection? You know, Texas Roadhouse does a wonderful job in their restaurants on supporting the troops. You know, you can come in and you buy a T-shirt, and it's a great T-shirt, by the way. Costs $10. That $10 goes to the Wounded Warrior Foundation
mm-hmm.
or goes to sending things to the troops. Well, you know what? That has a huge impact on where I decide to go eat.
And all of that is part of compassionate conservatism, but it's also I'm sorry, compassionate capitalism, but it's also basically the way capitalism is practiced every day without a modifier on Main Street, just as you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I think about... Go ahead.
Well, you and I were talking on the break that, you know, this is the way we should be acting all year.
Yeah, yeah.
What I love about...
And they do.
Yeah, and they do. And what I love about, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays, you know, and Christmas and the New Year is it's a checkpoint. It's a reminder. It's one of those... times of year that reminds us that while we're celebrating at this time of year, that this is what we should be doing mm-hmm. all year long. And
yeah.
so many companies do it well, large and small. I love that we take this time of year to highlight it, because when you have great products and services, when you have really engaged employees, and you add that giving, that charitable aspect, that we're mm-hmm. giving back to the community, that combination is a combination of success for businesses at every level. And not only that, and I know you agree with me on this one, it helps attract really good people to your business.
To your people, coming in the front door and the back door.
Exactly. When those values and mission and vision are all aligned,
yep.
you get wonderful service. You get people that really do believe mm-hmm. what they do matters, that they're making a difference.
Put an
and when
S,
they make a difference, it's celebrated.
Put
know?
An S on value, and you
exactly.
got and you got a powerful word. Hey, Chester, give us the website again, please.
It's givingtuesday.org for the giving, and it's theculturewerks.com for our
Chester,
company.
Thanks for being here. As always, great job today. Happy holidays. Come back soon.
You bet. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. You're not quite mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.